Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience Temple Owls season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $500 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com, and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog. Make sure you head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a free $25. Yes, you can use the free $25 to enter their Best Ball Mania 2. First place in Best Ball Mania 2 gets $1 million. That's right. Sign up now for a free shot at $1 million. Drafts are happening constantly, and it's not just NFL. They also have NBA, MLB, and more. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN for your chance to win $1 million. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, of course. Don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Welcome to the College Football Experience Temple Owls season preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. Almost messed that up, right?
You got it. You recovered strongly.
Right. And I'm joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi,
the best looking man, the best dressed man, long limousines, jet airplanes, and custom made clothes.
Most importantly, here,
and any woman in the world I want, just like that.
You know, boom, Colby, you're gonna sound like, you remember Pharrell, the old Pittsburgh radio announcer.
Yes.
Who talk like this? That's going
to
be you in a few years.
I hope so.
After
I look
these intros.
I want to be like Harry Carey, that we're just shit faced, like just completely shit faced. Like there'd
on
be parts
a live broadcast.
I was talking about this with like a guy in his 50s that was a Cubs fan.
Yeah.
From Chicago, a comic that I know. And he was telling me, he was like, dude, Harry Carey would be like, he would just disappear for like two innings where someone else had they had like the backup announcer.
This guy's just railing shots.
It's like
in
he's
the bar.
Just hammered. And it's like sometimes you would know, like in the first inning, he'd be like, you know, just you knew he was on one. You're just like, this guy's not going to make it through all nine.
Yeah.
So
I gotta say, Colby's rocking the horn rim glasses today.
I am,
and with the earphones and the microphone, he's looking like a natural, man. I could see you on TV with this look. Hopefully, you know, Barstool pushing the pushing the, what do they got?
Their own bowl game.
Yeah, maybe
Jimmy Kimmel too.
That's right. Colby, one of these days we're going to be fucked up on TV.
Give me the Dundee Bowl in Australia.
Oh man. Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
The Dundee Bowl. I want either Australia or I'll settle for Alcatraz. All right.
Either one works.
Can we get some type of stadium in Alcatraz?
How are there not international bowl games yet?
Yeah.
You're kind of a genius. Yeah. For thinking of that.
Welcome to the land down under.
Right. We're going to Timbuktu. I mean, we're going to fucking where? Idaho, but we can't go to some exotic location.
Yeah.
No, they have the Nassau Bowl, didn't they? They did.
Yeah, they do have the Bahamas Bowl.
Bowl. So, like, why can't we do the Pick Dundee Bowl?
That's what I'm saying. Please, 1-800-PICK-DUNDEE for more sponsor talk out there. Please dial that. It's also the Conference USA hotline. But here we are talking AAC, the Temple Owls, Patty C. Who had a bad year last year. Yes, but hey, COVID, man, before this, they were rattling off pretty much like a solid decade of football. They were 1-6 a season ago. Rod Carey's bunch. Rod Carey coming over from Northern Illinois, where he had great success with the Huskies there, had two double-digit win seasons, really only one losing season in DeKalb. So it comes in the Temple year one, 8-5. They lose the Military Bowl, Patty C. So 8-4 regular season. But then last year, chaos with COVID. I don't know what the hell the problems were. I think Philadelphia also made it tough for them to practice stuff like that. But here they are coming off now. Anthony Russo, starting quarterback a season ago, he transfers out to Michigan State. And in comes in DeJuan Mathis. And if you know anything about Rod Carey, when he was at Northern Illinois, he would use this kind of shotgun run quarterback. It was like a power. What was the quarterback's name?
Jordan.
Yeah. They would just like a power quarterback.
Jordan Lynch was it?
Yeah, Jordan Lynch. It was like quarterback power runs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, DeJuan Mathis might fit that MO. You know, he started the season opener for the Georgia Bulldogs, big time recruit. 8 of 17 for 55 yards. Last year as a freshman.
It's not bad. I mean, it's not great.
But then I think he's got some wheels, so I could totally see Carey going back to his forte. Besides that, they returned 7 on the offense and 4 of 5 on the offensive line. That's encouraging. The receiver spots are solid with Jaden Blue and Randall Jones. Tight ends back David Martin Robinson. So really there's breaking in one receiver in Ahmad Anderson, which that's even a question mark. That's what we're just guessing here. And then running back Iverson Clement. Iverson in Philadelphia, Patty C.
Hey, they go hand in hand.
The offense kind of, if Mathis is solid, this should be pretty good. This should be a pretty good offense because you're returning your whole O-line.
Mm.
Like I said, all your receivers. Iverson Clement, who's originally was at Florida, Patty C.
And when you're returning this much talent from a team that, where did they finish in offense last year?
They were 100th in total yardage, scoring 113th, 87th rushing, and 84th passing.
So maybe returning helps them improve, but maybe you need new pieces because that's not a very good offense right there.
Well, they do have Jose Barbone, who comes in in the receiving, and then also Purdue transfer Ahmad Anderson. Those guys may help the passing attack. The offensive line is a combined 127 starts together, and center CJ Perez, pretty solid center there. They got in Philadelphia. Defensively, this is where we are nervous. they're the 110th scoring defense in the country a season ago. 103rd against the run, 53rd against the passing, in pass defense, I should say. 87th overall in total yardage defensively. Patty C, they return two starters on defense.
Sheesh.
That is a concern. It is really a concern.
Understatement of the year here.
Whole entire new defensive line. Led by senior Manny Walker, linebacking core bringing back just one, and the secondary bringing back just one, and safety Amir Tyler, breaking in a freshman in that secondary as well. That's the real question mark is the defense here, and I will say they also have been somewhat active in the transfer portal. I touched on the fact that they brought in DeJuan Mathis. Well, they also brought in a Northern Illinois offensive lineman, CJ Perez. They also brought in a Northern Illinois dual threat in Mariano Valentine. They went out to Dayton to grab a guard, Michael Neese, if I'm pronouncing that correct. Iowa State dual threat, Rial Mitchell comes in as well. A West Virginia safety as well. So, I mean, they just all across the board here in the transfer portal. And by the way, I think I was looking at a lot of 2020 there. So my apologies on some of that, but Georgia Tech, quarterback Thad Beatty transfers in.
Getting two quarterbacks from the state of Georgia.
Presbyterian transfer on the O-line, a Kentucky transfer on the defensive line. Just a slew of transfers here. A lot, and they lost a lot to Rutgers as well. But how about Cameron Ruiz, a corner from Northwestern coming in, play good defense there. A North Carolina transfer on the D line, two of them. So all over the place in the transfer portal. I'd say one of the more active teams that I've seen.
That, I mean, they need to improve their talent because their recruiting has been terrible. Last 5 years, 119, 84, 104, 102, and 117. So kind of not that much talent there, despite being in a pretty talented city.
Yeah. But look, this is the Temple Owls. I'll do it in the back end of the show. Fuck it. Dude, PJ Walker just burn down the XFL before going and playing, starting some games with the Carolina Panthers.
Yep.
They had Henry Burris back in the day, Chicago Bear quarterback. Paul Palmer at running back. You know, this is a team with a rich program. Leslie Shepard.
I'm
Trey
lost.
Johnson.
Huh? This is where
Muhammad Wilkerson.
This is where the database really shines right
Todd
here.
Todd Bowles.
There you go.
You go back, man. They got players, man. Robbie Anderson.
Sure.
There we go. They're going to do stuff this year. The win total, Patty C, is at 3. Now, let me just tell you, if you throw out last season for its COVID wackiness, in the past, every year since 2007, Patty C, they've only had 1 year, and that was Rule's first year at 2-10. Every other year, for the most part, was winning seasons. I'll put it like this. Since 2007, they've had just throw out last season. Just 3 losing seasons.
Well, they've had some decent coaches here too. I mean, Jeff Collins gets a Power 5 gig after a year there or 2 years there, I guess.
Yeah.
Matt Rhule, obviously an NFL guy now. Steve Adazio has 9 lives. So
their problem was they didn't hire Ed Foley. Remember how when he was the interim coach?
That was the for greatest Matt Rhule. Bowl
that
game
guy
interview.
Is the greatest. He's now with the Carolina Panthers and Matt Rhule there.
That's Matt Rhule's secret.
That is the secret to success. That was Chris Farley 2.0. 3 is the win total, Patty C. Let's get to it. Because blindly, like I said, you look, last time Rod Carey didn't have COVID, he went 8-5.
Solid. This program, the last 3 years, they weren't affected by COVID, like you said. Prior to COVID, it had been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 straight winning seasons. And even the year before that, they hit 500.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm definitely projecting a rebound year for Temple here.
Well, Thursday night season opener, you know, this one's gonna be on. Like I said, I already forecast. We have a lot of TVs coming into the studio here. This is I think an awesome game, especially when you see how many players transferred from Temple to Rutgers. It's personal. It's personal, Patty C, right up the road, Piscataway, New Jersey. Temple at Rutgers, former Big East rivals. Sign me the fuck up for this one.
Yeah, buddy.
This is fun.
These teams, you would have to figure, don't like each other. Philly is as Jersey as it gets in terms of a feel. And then obviously Rutgers bringing that Shiano vibe here. 20-15 all time in favor of Rutgers. What's happened recently in this rivalry? Have they played much recently? Obviously, Big East was
No. They ruined this rivalry once again.
That's right. Know? They haven't played since 2013. So restarting this rivalry, I do think that the Golden Guidos got a step on them.
I do too. but I'm excited to watch it.
I mean, Temple has been the much better team in recent history. So we're just assuming that Rod Carey is a step behind just because.
I think Carey's a good coach too.
Yeah. This could actually be a very good game.
I'm excited to watch this one. Okay. But then the following week they get, you know, a couple days extra rest because that was a Thursday night opener. They travel back to back away games, but to Akron. How do you see they're beating Akron?
That nullifies the back-to-back road disadvantage there.
They are beating Akron.
They will. They will kill Akron.
1-1, and then they're home to Boston College. Once again, much like Rutgers, I like the scheduling going out right into that area.
Yeah, exactly. Stay local.
But BC is going to be better, right? I can still see BC losing this.
Totally can see. Dude, this is a... A B team versus a B plus team. I mean, that might be generous for both of them. C versus a C plus team. So I think in Philadelphia though, if they had a home stadium like Colby
can
wants,
they just build a stadium on campus. Get rid of that dumbass other stuff.
Plan the link in front at 5% capacity. Not doing anything for the old recruiting there.
Yeah, I mean, what happened? I mean, come on, this is something you used to have one right back in the day. I think.
I'm guessing they weren't playing at the link when they were playing back in the 1800s.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They started in 1894. All right.
Yeah.
1894. I'm looking at the stadium right now. All right. This is the, and look, this is what year is this article? I don't know, but they need to get that stadium back, man. They need to get that stadium back. Then you'll be able to hold on those coaches. You'll get those players there. Because right now there is no college experience, essentially. And that's the problem. What makes college football unique and what I think people forget about is the true college experience. Yeah.
You are just like a really terrible pro football experience right now, Temple. Get that college stadium and make Philadelphia college football something awesome.
Yes. And by the way, I don't think they they started their football program in 1894. Temple has never played games on campus by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
How is that possible?
Well, that's how you play football for 125 years and have
10 people,
no fans.
Yeah. Let's get to it though. They're back. So we got them at 1-2, right? You got BC winning that, right?
Yeah.
Then they're home to Wagner, Patty C. That's a win.
That's a win.
2-2. Your win total's 3. And I'll tell you this. A home game against Memphis. They played Memphis fairly well last year. This is in Philadelphia. Now, I don't think it's going to be extremely cold by October 2nd.
Yeah.
However, wouldn't shock me if the Temple upset Memphis there.
Not at all. I mean, you were just talking about this DeJuan Mathis guy, 6'6", 205, a 4-star recruit. You get that leading that charge?
Yeah.
You can hang in a game.
Yeah. Let's do this.
No, I'm giving that to Memphis.
I will too, but I wouldn't shock me. Would not shock me. Following game, they're at Cincinnati. That is a win for Cincinnati. So sitting there at 2-4.
Well, we're going through a series of games that they're playing in a row in conference. Memphis, Cincinnati, South Florida, Central Florida, the Memphis, Cincinnati, Tampa, and Orlando all have pro sports teams. Obviously Philadelphia does too. All of those teams have been able to somewhat galvanize or like, I guess, you know, ignite those pro sports cities around the college. Can Philadelphia do the same?
Build a stadium on campus.
And then right. Boom, get Philadelphia right.
Use some of that Bill Cosby money. All right. But he's out. He beat it. He beat the system.
He beat the Chargers.
All right. They got a bye week. At South Florida, October 23rd. That's a winnable game. They beat him a season ago, Patty C.
That's a win.
So that puts him at the win total then.
Yep.
That puts him at 3. Home to UCF on October 30th. This is where it gets tricky. Cause like before you would think UCF's just going to wax them. It gets cold and windy up in Philadelphia. And sometimes when you had these little Southern teams come up there, you've seen it in years past. Remember that they needed that crazy touchdown catch UCF did to beat Temple.
I feel like that was on one of UCF's better seasons too. Right.
I've seen it with Memphis too. Memphis was on track with, I think it was Norvell's year when they went up to Temple and took an L.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, underrated the weather, the elements,
sleepy feel. Cause no one's at the game.
That's right.
Who you taking?
Oh, I'm going to take UCF easy.
Okay. Then at East Carolina, we know Greenville impossible to win there. So I'm on ECU.
That's the first time I've ever heard a sleepy feel as a potential advantage for a team.
I think so. No, in Philly, not in Greenville, but look, sleepy feel, because I think it's hard to get up for it, and then next thing you know, you're getting smacked in the face.
I heard Danny Cannell describe the Charlottesville as that when they lost to the Cavs in '95. He said went up there, it was like, I don't think that stadium was sleepy.
I don't think so either. But
it's not traditionally like a rocking house. But anyway, at ECU, give me the Pirates there.
Home to Houston.
I don't know.
This is the one though, because it's like air raid. Going up in very cold, windy weather.
Yeah, November 13th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, I think between ECU and Houston, I give them one of those.
I'll give them one, too. That's the over, then.
Yeah.
Then they're at Tulsa.
That's a loss.
Probably. Home to Navy.
They could win that. Yeah,
they always play Navy decently, I feel like.
I got them getting to like 5 wins here.
Yeah, they could make a bowl.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, 3 is the...
The win total. The over under.
So yeah, I think obviously we're taking the over here, and yeah, possibly bowling if they have a good season.
Dude, I mean, what happens if they beat Rutgers week one? Then we change everything, right?
That's true. I mean, like we said, their average wins over the past, 6 years prior to COVID was over eight.
Yeah.
They're winning about 8.5 games a year for like 6 years straight.
Yeah, I mean, I would say
kind of nuts.
Yeah, I mean, this is the team that you would think just give me the over.
And you know what?
Rod Carey's like a proven winner too. So
yeah, exactly. They had 2 clunkers before that with Adazio and Rule, but then they had 3 9 or 8 win seasons prior to that. This program has been pretty solid for almost like a decade and a half.
Yeah, we're on the over here in the Owls. All right, now, but do me a favor and subscribe to the College Football Experience, because we're breaking down all 130 college football teams, even some FCS teams. Villanova, we're probably going to have you covered. So subscribe to the College Football Experience solo podcast for all those teams. All right. Also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience, because John Chaney, yes, rest in peace. Fran Dumfrey, no longer the guy there. Aaron McKee's the guy, former John Chaney player, entering year 3.
Former Indiana Pacer? Is that
Is Philadelphia 76er? He might have spent some time with the Pacers, but he went to the finals with Larry Brown in the Philadelphia 76ers. And look, they have a rich history when it comes to basketball. They got 2 Final Four appearances. They got 8 Elite Eight appearances. Just they got to get things going again. And maybe Aaron McKee's the guy. But regardless, we'll have you covered talking Temple Owl basketball on the College Experience. We talk college basketball year round over there. We talk college football year round over here. Subscribe, tell a friend. Me, Patty C, NC Nick, we've been over 500 handicapping every single Division I college football and college basketball game for the past 4 years. Never had a losing season independently. Never had a losing season. Boom. So obviously as a collective, we were way over, but for each season, we've all been over 500 each and every year for each sport. And look, we're also way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that for free on the SGPN app. Yes. Download the app for free in the App Store or Google Play Store. You'll get all of our picks, all of our podcasts, all of our content, great articles, top 10 hardest schedules in college football, win totals for every conference written by NC Nick. And ranking 130 college football coaches, college basketball content. I mean, everything you need right there. We got, we had Dick Vermeil. There's maybe some Eagle fans listening to this. Dick Vermeil was on the show. You know, we've had Joey Theismann. He's from Jersey. He's up there, right?
At this point, we're just bragging, flaunting our stuff just for the fun of it. You guys know what's out there. You guys know the product.
But that app is going to have, you're going to have all of that content right there. So, and we just gave away $1,000 for the NBA finals. We're going to give away more than that in the football season, free to enter via the app. You're going to need it anyway. Download the app. And when you do, give us a 5-star review in the App Store, or Google Play Store, say some nice things about us. And if you do that, take a screenshot with your phone, find me on Twitter at @TheColbyD and give me a follow, show me that review, and then I'll send you a college football or college basketball experience t-shirt. Yes. At the Colby D. Patty C's on Twitter at @PattyC831. NC Nick's on Twitter at @NC_NICK. The College Football Experience is on Twitter at @TCE on SGPN. And the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's on Twitter at @TheSGP Network. and check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. Sometimes work makes it complicated for you to check out cool sites relating gambling or sports. I worked at a place, Patty C, that took away ESPN.com back in the day.
Brutal.
That's why you call in the quarterback sneak. All right.
That's right.
This is what you do. You get the SGPN app because they can't stop that. They also can't stop the Slack channel. Download the Slack app, go to Sports Gambling Podcast. You're going to enjoy it as we just, it's like a house party at DGens talking all different sports. It's everything that you want when talking sports.
Boom.
All right.
It's the firewall buster.
Exactly.
It's the sledgehammer for the firewall.
Yes, man. Exactly. Nothing like a good sledgehammer. Look, what, you don't agree with that?
Oh, there is.
What's wrong with the sledgehammer?
There's very few. In fact, I think more teams should have a sledgehammer as their logo. Definitely. Or their mascot. Steely McBeam, one of the worst named mascots of all time, though.
Why isn't there a lot of cool shit like that? I'm still waiting to see like a circular saw by the end zone. You know what I mean? We saw Vans for a while back in the day, like the 80s NFL.
circular saw?
Why isn't someone like working the circular saw?
It's true. Give us some more badass. What could they have? A live owl. Have a bunch of owls.
Oh, dude. Get like 100 of them?
Yeah. They're all turning their heads around and shit.
They are kind of creepy animals too, but I like them. I like them. We're all, and we like them. We like the over on the Temple Owls 3 wins. Look, subscribe, tell a friend. This is the college football experience. Temple Owl style. Who, who? You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.